When I read the scriptures, especially the gospel for this Mass, I couldn't help but thinking about me growing up in a village in Zuarungu, back in Ghana. In the middle of the village, there's a hand-dug well which supplied water to the village. Sometimes it will run short of water because people will draw everything, so by midday it's dry. Towards night, the water replenishes. And I remember my mother would go to fetch this water somewhere around midnight and store it in large containers. And by 5 a.m., she would wake me up with my siblings and we carry buckets to the well to bring the water home, carrying it on our heads. A bucket could contain like 4 gallons. My mother, I remember, would be able to carry about 10 gallons of water in a clay pot and bring home. And that's how we had water for drinking and other domestic chores. Growing up in that environment, you learn already to carry loads on your head. And while I was constructing a chapel for a school in which I was a chaplain, I personally participated in what is the common daily experience of young men and women who have not had an education and cannot get a good job. And that is, they carry cement bags on their either shoulders or heads. They load and offload trucks by carrying these cement bags on their heads or shoulders. A cement bag weighing 110 pounds. We have what we call kayeye. Kayeye is a term in Ghana known, or we can say it used to describe what you may say, head porters. Head porters are some of these young people who drift from the northern part of Ghana to the capital seeking for non-existent jobs. And what they do is they go to the shopping areas and wait. People buy things, parcel them, they could be very heavy. They leave them and put them on their heads and they carry to wherever their vehicles are parked and they earn something to live. Here, you go to the shopping center, there is a cart, you put everything there and you push. They carry on their heads. It's so challenging. Some of them sometimes get taken advantage of. Young girls, no education, in the city, no connections. At the end of the day, they have earned probably just a little to have a meal, where to sleep. They sleep in maybe doorways, kiosks, and other places in the night. And then, of course, you know what happens to them. Some of them end up getting pregnant. If they are lucky that they don't take advantage of them and get infected with maybe HIV, AIDS, compounding their misery. The story is told by one David Wigginton, a preacher in Sierra Leone. And he talked about one particular woman whose daily employment or assignment was to carry an engine block, the engine block of a car, from one shop, repair shop, to another. She had a tray on her head. And then 4 men will lift up that engine block, put it on her head, on the tray. She carries the whole weight across the town to the next place, and then they help her put it off. And that's how she earned her living. One day, she carries this engine block, she gets to the shop, and there's nobody to help her. She's waiting and waiting, and nobody shows up. And in an attempt to remove the engine block, she broke her neck and died. These are physical burdens, and not only physical burdens that people have to carry. You and I here may not be carrying the same burdens. They're certainly not the same physical burdens on our heads. But nonetheless, life can be burdensome also for us in many different ways. We have sickness, we have worry, we have responsibilities, we have disappointments, we have hurts, we have betrayal, we have bitterness, we have unemployment, difficulty in relationships, loneliness. All these are kind of forms of burden that we might be facing in our lives. And that is why the words of Jesus Christ in the gospel today, "Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I'll give you rest." That is why these words, for me, are the loveliest of words to hear. The scribes and the Pharisees lived a privileged life, a privileged existence, and they had no understanding of what life was like for the ordinary people. With their emphasis on the exact observance of the law and their multiplication of the rules and regulations, they placed an impossible burden on the people. Jesus reduced all those laws to two: love of God and love of neighbor. But the Pharisees managed to be able to break down into 613 laws. There's a law regarding any aspects of life that you could think of. And it became, the religion became a burdensome thing for people. And that's why Jesus was at pains with them, said they multiply the burdens on people, but they will not lift a finger to help. They had little sympathy. During the years of Jesus Christ at Nazareth, he lived among ordinary people. And for many of those years, he lived the life of a working man. And he knew firsthand the struggles, the difficulties, the frustrations ordinary people had to endure. And so he was aware of the heavy burdens life placed on the shoulders of people. And that is why his mission was to make those burdens light. Consequently, he felt for the ordinary person and did all he could to lighten their burdens. People came from all over with their burdens of sickness, burdens of misery, and they found solace in Jesus Christ. They found peace for their anguished souls. And sometimes when you are going through a difficulty, it becomes less burdensome if somebody recognizes that and validates your experience. It becomes even a lot heavier if people despise you and do not even recognize that something is happening to you. It makes the world of a difference when people are recognized and treated with kindness and respect. Living our faith will ever remain an empty show if it is not rooted in social justice. We can't leave our faith devoid of taking positions or taking actions that will alleviate the poverty, the difficulties that others are carrying, if we can afford that. That was the mission of Jesus Christ, and that is the invitation he brings to us, or he calls us to. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and you will find rest." How can the one who took upon the burdens of everybody on his shoulders turn around and say his burden is light? He can say that because he carried everything with ultimate love. And when you are doing things with genuine love, no matter how difficult they are, they don't seem to be a burden to you anymore, because they are done in love. The late Father Anthony de Mello has a story about one Jeremiah, a young man who fell in love with a young girl. So each night, each evening, he will go out and have a chat conversation with the girl. And as their relationship grew stronger, at one point he would want to kiss the girl, but he was afraid. So one day, as they were walking, he asked if he had permission to kiss her, and the girl agreed. Fortunately for him, he was a short guy. They were by a blacksmith's shop, and there was an anvil. He climbed on top of the anvil and had a perfect height to match with the girl. After he had given her the kiss, they continued walking. And after a long while, the girl turns around and looks at him, and he's carrying the anvil on his head. So he said, "What are you doing? What are you doing carrying this thing?" He says, "In case you allow me to kiss you again." Love made him carry that anvil without knowing that it was a burden at all. For him, it was, as far as his love for the lady was concerned, that was no burden. That's how light it was. And that is the challenge. If we love genuinely, we'll be able to carry our burdens. They become lighter for us. And that is how it was light for Jesus Christ. But even then, some of those burdens we carry, we may not necessarily need to carry them. And that's why Jesus said, "Let go, let them go, and let Jesus in." There is this Zen master. There's a story about a man, an old man. He's going on a spiritual journey, and he's carrying a big bag at the back. One day he reaches at a point at his deathbed. He's still carrying this bag, and he passes it over to his disciple. And his disciple opens the whole bag, and he sees that it's empty. So then he was wondering why it was empty and still so heavy. He asked the man, he says, "You know what? The bag is heavy because of everything in my life that I ought to have let go and I didn't let go. That's what makes it heavy." Jesus invites us, "Come to me and you will find rest." His invitation is to accept his word, his teaching, and embrace it and live it. Religion should not make life more burdensome. And if Jesus places any burden on us at all, it is that love one another. But if we have genuine love, there is no burden at all. Jesus may not take our burdens from us, but he will give us the strength to carry them. God did not take him off from the cross, but granted him the grace to carry it and to accomplish his mission by dying on that cross. So while they say faith makes all things possible, it is also said love makes all things easy. Amen.